As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Use it like I do. Download it today anywhere you get your apps at for free. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today for free. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Listen to the Sports Junkies Monday through Friday from 6 to 10. I like to wake up around 8:30. Rewind on the free Odyssey app. Back to that opening segment to hear JP and the Junks start my morning off. And we've been talking about the NBA. Want to give you a chance right now to chime in before we move on to the NFL. I have made my official bracket prediction live on air. I've got the Boston Celtics winning the NBA championship, going back-to-back with this year Jason Tatum being the NBA Finals MVP. And I have them doing it over the LA Lakers. I just think it would be so typical of the NBA in a year in which the ratings have been garbage that they might explode in June when there's absolutely nothing going on in the sports world. And they have their two most iconic franchises, the LA Lakers and the Boston Celtics, going toe-to-toe for the NBA Finals trophy. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Mitch in Jersey. Mitch, you're on the Fan with AWOD. Appreciate you chiming in, man.
How's it going, Adam? Hope you're having a good day so far.
I am, man. How are you?
Good. Happy holiday. I'm heading down to Virginia, by the way. I'm going to see my brother Morton while you take the train.
Very cool.
Richmond Hills for a drive. It's such a drive.
Yeah.
Such a drive. A lot of country in Virginia. I see you got Boston there. You're not giving Cleveland enough. I think Cleveland against the Lakers. I think the Lakers, they traded for stars. Like the Clippers traded, they're working their bench. They got themselves another star. And I think they're going to take it to everybody. I think the Lakers are going to win in 7. It's going to be a great series if it's against Cleveland. And one more thing, can you say two teams are going to be for eternity? Why do we not draft, trade Luka in being Dallas? And, of course, Sacramento Kings passing on him for Bagley. He's a bench player now with Memphis.
Yeah, I mean, what the Dallas Mavericks did, Mitch, I appreciate you chiming in. Thanks for the call. What the Dallas Mavericks did to just completely screw up a season after they go to the NBA Finals should be remembered for history. What's his name? Nico Harrison could go down as the worst general manager in the history of basketball. I mean, how do you drop the bag so hard that your team goes from conference finals to out of the playoffs overnight? And so this Lakers team will have Luka Doncic, Austin Reeves, LeBron James, Jackson Hayes, and former Washington Wizard Rui Hachimura. Have they done enough to build out their bench unit? I truly don't think so. I think that's what's going to hold them back. Mitch mentioned the Cavaliers. Look, I like Cleveland. I just think when it comes down to the postseason, you need guys to step up here. that are experienced. And the only guy on their roster that has legit playoff experience in my mind is Max Strus, who did that with the Miami Heat. It's just a bunch of guys that really are young and are unproven yet. And I know Donovan Mitchell's the veteran, but did he make a deep run with the Jazz in the West? No. Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, Ty Jerome, Sam Merrill, DeAndre Hunter. I mean, these guys, Dean Wade, don't have postseason experience. I would be shocked if they get out of the East. I would be even shocked if they win two series. Even though I have them go into my conference finals, I think that's a stretch. Just me kind of just being nice to them for the regular season that they had. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. I know we had a caller on hold during the break that was fired up for Lakers-Celtics in the NBA Finals. I mean, that would be fantastic theater if that's what we get in June. But the quest to get to the finals starts today for every team in the NBA playoffs with four games today. We already previewed those games. Let's get into the NFL. And next week, Thursday, is the NFL draft. And it's funny to me how the NFL draft is so great for the entire league. I mean, you look at the standings, like you take the league standings, team 1 through 32, they all feel good. And fan bases are excited for the NFL draft. You know, last place is excited for the number one overall pick. The Super Bowl champions are excited about just adding more talent and youth to the roster. It's kind of everybody's Super Bowl next Thursday because the NFL draft, all 32 teams will feel like they have new life. My buddy Kevin's been throwing draft parties the last few years. It's been a ton of fun, and we're not all Commanders fans. We've got, like, Steelers fans, a Titans fan, a Eagles fan, a Chiefs fan that comes through, and we do, like, a mock draft right before the draft. And it's so much fun to get all these fan bases all together, and we all have, like, hope and belief that this year could be our team's year. And so, you know, the NFL draft, it's a spectacle. It's a cool thing. I always talk about how I'd like to go. I don't think I'd be interested in going this year in Lambeau Field in Green Bay. I know I want to go there for a regular season game or a playoff game. That's absolutely on my bucket list. Not really sure I want to go there for the draft. But you always hear all these great things. I know Grant Paulson went a couple years ago, and like somebody like invited him into his driveway to have meatballs. I mean, that just sounds like a memory for a lifetime right there, going to a regular season Green Bay Packers game. But next Thursday's NFL draft is going to be a ton of fun, and I'm sticking with my take that Commanders fans might not have an interest because I don't think they will make a selection on Thursday night, the first round of the 2025 NFL draft, because the Commanders needs, I'll tell you right now, to be honest, they have more than five needs. And that's all you need to know for why I think they don't want to make a selection in the first round. They have five picks. They have more than five needs. They need to acquire more picks. They need to bring in an edge rusher, a cornerback, maybe a wide receiver, help on the offensive line, maybe more help on the defensive line, safety, linebacker. You could argue running back. You could argue almost every position, I think, except for quarterback and tight end. Those are the two positions that I feel very good about. And yet, I had Michael Phillips, my co-host in Richmond. He doesn't feel good about the tight end. He'd like to draft a tight end. And I argued back and forth with him on that because I would kick the can down the road for sure on tight end. I would say, look, you didn't know what you were going to get from Zach Ertz. And then he proved he's still got a lot of tread left on that tire. And he talked about he found a fountain of youth, new love and excitement for the game of football because of Jaden Daniels. This front office paid John Bates, and we're seeing around the league with guys getting signed to be blocking tight ends for the foreseeable future for their franchise. That's becoming more of a premium position to have kind of a sixth offensive lineman to help your running game with Bates. And then this group drafted Ben Sennett. This group and Adam Peters in that front office, they're not going to give up on Ben Sennett. And that wouldn't make sense for me to see them draft another tight end to replace Ben Sennett, or to compete with Ben Sennett, or to compete with Zach Ertz this season. Give Sennett one more year to grow to see if he can step into the shoes that will eventually be left by Zach Ertz. And if that's not the case, then you draft the tight end next year. But I think you can still believe that you're going to get good production from Zach Ertz this year if he can stay healthy. And the two guys behind them, I would not draft a tight end. So tight end or quarterback are the two positions that I would lose my mind if the Commanders made that draft pick. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. Is there a position, is there a draft pick that would piss you off? 1-800-636-1067. What do you think are the Commanders' biggest needs in the 2025 NFL Draft next Thursday? We'll be back next Saturday recapping the first and second round picks made by the Washington Commanders. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Welcome back. Happy Saturday morning, everybody. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Bright and early here on a Saturday, April 19th in the nation's capital, just after 10:15 a.m. This is DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980. Got you covered on both ends of the dial and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app in Richmond, 910 a.m., 105.1 FM. We like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. If you're driving around the DMV running some errands, you can call in 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. Tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Next Thursday, the 2025 NFL Draft Round 1. The Commanders will be on the clock at 29 overall. What do you want Washington to do? Is there a player that you like? Is there a position group that you like? Or you like me that says Washington needs to do everything to trade back to acquire more picks so they can acquire more talent in this year's draft to maximize the window of opportunity while Jaden Daniels is on a rookie contract? Let's go out to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. We've got Jim and Tyson's. What's up, Jim? You're on the Fan.
Hey, I absolutely love your program. I drive to work on Saturdays, and I've called in a few times, and you're always great to listeners, and I love your takes.
So I appreciate that, man. Thanks a lot.
I'm going to disagree with you on this take, and I have to admit I've been to five NFC Championship games for Redskins Commanders, so I am a Kool-Aid drinker. But I haven't drank the Kool-Aid on Peters on his draft so far. I look at last year in the twos and threes, four. I think we missed out. I mean, we got Sandra Stoll in the fourth round, but I don't see, you know, the whole plan of filling holes with that group. And I know you're much more informed than I am. That's my personal opinion. So he totally hit it on one. So my feeling is if he is really the master, he should be able to take the 29th pick and make a splash with a piece of talent. I don't like the idea of trading back, because the bottom line is if you don't hit it, you've really wasted your opportunity to build the team. And I think we really need to do everything we can to have a great defensive pick that can really improve our defense.
I'm with you there, that we need a great defensive piece to really improve our team. So let me go back to your first point about Adam Peters and what he did last year didn't impress you. Like, Jaden Daniels, anybody could have made that selection. Very true. Then was round two, Johnny Newton at 36. I like that pick, and I think that was a forward-thinking pick. It allowed them to then trade Jonathan Allen, right, or consider doing that, right? Then you have Mikey Sainer still next, and they got a lot for Mikey Sainer still from one season, right? I mean, he really did show that he could play on the inside and on the outside, and they have a lot of confidence in him. Now, I'll give you, Sennett and McCaffrey haven't developed into pieces yet, but they were on the field. Like, Ben Sennett caught the trick play on the punt in the conference championship game, and Luke McCaffrey made some decently big plays on third down this season. So it's not like they were nobodies. They were at least on the field, maybe not as big contributors as you want them to be. And then in the third round at 67, you got your starting left tackle for the entire season in Brandon Coleman. So I would argue that he did more last year than you're giving him credit for, but let's look at this season, right?
Sure, but just on Brandon Coleman, he's second worst rating in PFF. When you're talking about McCaffrey, pretty much anybody can get 16 catches, honestly, being honest. And you're right, he can develop. I mean, if you go down and look at him on a different side, I thought Sanders still was fourth, my bad. I didn't know he was in the two or three category. But I just I have a difference of opinion on that. I don't see it with and Newton. Hey, he may develop. You're absolutely right. My expectation on four and two and third round is that you're going to get a player who is really going to go out there and really perform. And I think we got mostly projects.
Yeah. Well, here's what I'll say about Brandon Coleman. You can tell me what the rating is. Jaden Daniels didn't get hurt, right? I mean, he got injured from the one run he did, but he actually didn't miss a game. And so you drafted a guy to play blindside for a rookie quarterback who didn't get hurt. I think that's pretty successful there. And now, if you can slide him to right tackle, that certainly would help a lot. But let's look at this season, and we're hearing that this is a deep edge rusher class. So when you could get a guy at 29, that you could probably get the same talent at 36 or at 39 or 41. So that's why, to me, it makes the most sense to trade back, because it sounds like you're in agreement. We got to get an edge rusher, but you can get an edge rusher in the second round.
Well, I hope you're right. I mean, like I said, I was 5 years old. I was there in 72. I've been at all of them. I've been very blessed to have those opportunities. But I would really like to see a fantastic draft where we have one outstanding player and then we have another Sandra Stoll talent. So that's
Jim,
just my opinion.
Jim, good call. I appreciate you chiming in. Let me close with this statement here. Pick 29 is a lot harder to make than pick number 2 overall, and that's for every single round, right? And that's because of the success they had. Let's go to John in Newburgh. John, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, how you doing, AWOD? Everybody knows your pet peeve position is the wide receiver room. We do not need another wide receiver, Adam. And if you remember last year, you even almost dedicated a whole show to the wide receiver room because you were so mad.
Yeah.
We need an edge. We need a cornerback. And see, I still hear you saying, well, we got 5 picks. Well, maybe we can squeeze a wide receiver. Now, I got to argue with you about that, sir.
So let me
with your comment
let,
about
let
the
me
tight
explain,
end.
Let me explain my take on wide receiver. All right. So, look, I'm with you on defense, but let me just talk about wide receiver for a second here, because we're trying to keep up with the Philadelphia Eagles, right? That's the tier that's ahead of us in the NFC.
Absolutely.
And they've got A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, all right? And we've got Terry McLaurin, and we're hoping we can get a lot from Deebo Samuel, and I believe in that. But Debo's going to be more on the inside. On the outside, it'll be Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown, and I think we have to do better than that. We have to do better than Noah Brown.
That's true. But if you remember, we were talking earlier about how you and I, we're not really big fans of Jalen Hurts. And it struck me kind of funny, but I said, you know, if even AWOD's boy, Geno Smith, they put him in there, the Eagles would still be a Super Bowl contender. Because it's all about Barkley.
Yeah. No,
you
it is.
You got to stop that man.
Yeah. No, that.
Take care now and have a good weekend, sir.
Yeah. No, you're right. And we're going to get into that topic next, which is how do you – you know, keep up with the Eagles and stop Saquon Barkley. Let's get to the Commanders' biggest needs in the NFL draft. And I've got this in an order here. And John might not like it, but I do have wide receiver on the list. All right.
That's your pet peeve. that's you. And I remember last year, the wide receiver room. And then they made all those they picked up all those other players, and you chilled out a little bit. But that's good, though.
Yeah.
You have a very good show, sir.
Thank you.
Take care now.
Yeah, you too, man. I did not know what to expect from Olamide Zaccheaus. We got a lot more than what I expected. All right, phone lines.
I thought they did well.
Yeah. All right, buddy, I appreciate you chiming in. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. What are the Commanders' biggest needs in order in terms of position group? We all know edge rusher is number one. What's number 2, 3, 4, and 5? And if you're like me, my list includes 6 and 7, and the only way that they fill that out is if they trade back. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. Tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. I appreciate JT, Wade, Kevin, and Murphy, who are letting me know on Twitter that they are listening. You're listening to AWOD on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. What up, what up? It's AWOD. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. And that's where you can check me out Monday through Friday on the free Odyssey app. Monday through Friday, Richmond, Virginia, 12 to 3 p.m. Talking all things Commanders, DC sports with a college flavor as well. And next week, we will be talking all NFL draft all week long, Thursday, 2025 NFL first round draft. Friday, second and third. Saturday, we close it out. And I'll be back here on Saturday on 106.7 The Fan, recapping the Commanders' picks. As I wanted to take this time right now to explain my position groups of need for the Washington Commanders in order. These are position groups I feel they need to make an upgrade to accomplish the goal that I have in place for this season, which is to get back into the playoffs, to win 10 games, and to host a playoff game. How do we host a playoff game? We got to win the damn division. How do we do that? We got to find a way to limit or slow down Saquon freaking Barkley and the Philadelphia Eagles. So the Commanders will be on the clock in the first round, number 29 overall, and I've told you I would like them to attempt to trade back to acquire a second-round pick and a third-round pick because they don't have one. They have a first, a second, and then pick 128, the fourth round that they got from the Texans, and then a sixth and a seventh. So they have a lot of needs to fill and not as many picks as I'd like them to have. So at 29 overall, if they were to sit and pick, I would say edge rusher, but I'd like them to trade back and then have that as an opportunity to go out and get a wild card selection, something else that they need. So for me, and I think most people would agree, the Commanders' number one need is edge rusher. They have to replace Dante Fowler's 10.5 sacks, and they also have to replace him with a better, an upgrade in terms of stopping the run and setting the edge. And Dan Quinn has already made a few moves, like Dietrich Wise and Javon Kinlaw, to stir up that defensive line. And I think we've heard the term elephant edge. They're going to attempt to be bulkier and heavier on the defensive line, and so they can do a better job of setting the edge and stopping guys like Saquon Barkley, Bijan Robinson, Rico Dowdle from running for 5-6 yards every time on first down. So Commanders need number one is edge. At number two, I've gone back and forth, and I think as of today, April 19th, I've come to the conclusion the second most important position group of need for Washington is more help on the defensive side of the ball. The offense was great. The defense finished 30th. The offense led them to the conference championship game. The defense gave up 55 points in that conference championship game and a 50-yard run to Saquon Barkley on the first play of the game. The defense needs help, one and number two, in terms of upgrades this offseason. And so my second need for the Commanders after edge rusher, it's cornerback. You could argue safety. I'm going to say it's cornerback. Now, I would also say that I think the plan was to draft a cornerback before they traded for Marshon Lattimore. And the front office believes in Marshon Lattimore, and they're not giving up on him as much as the fan base might be sick and tired of him. And I'll leave it at this with saying, I didn't like what I saw from Lattimore, but I'm not giving up with him. But I certainly did not like what I saw. And so at corner for Washington, it's Lattimore, it's Mikey Sainristil, who I really love, but I don't like him going against A.J. Brown or CeeDee Lamb. And then it's Noah I and a few other veterans that they brought in, but there's no real number one corner in my mind. That is a position that could be upgraded for sure. I mean, I would love to have three corners that we can rely in Sainristil, Lattimore, and a draft pick. So for me, it's corner You could argue safety. It has to be a defensive player at number two in my mind because the defense struggled the most of the two units. I'm going corner number two. Number three, we just talked about it with the caller. For me, it's wide receiver. I want somebody that's going to scare people down the field. I still think we need a replacement for De'Ami Brown. I don't think that's Michael Gallup. I'm not sure that anybody would believe in Luke McCaffrey if his name was Luke Gallup, right? So I do think that wide receiver is still a big position of need for Washington. And if you trade back, 36 overall, 37, or like there's going to be some really good guys that fall at wide receiver. Maybe it's Matthew Golden. Maybe it's the Ohio State wide receiver with a lot of speed. Give me a speed demon at wide receiver. That's number three. Number four, I'm continuing with the trend of this offseason is all about maximizing Jaden Daniels. You do that by making sure he stays healthy and has a great offensive line. So it's number four, I'm improving the offensive line. Five, I'll go safety. Back to the defensive side of the ball. I mean, you really, this front office is really putting a lot of faith in the development of Quan Martin and Will Harris being a good replacement for Jeremy Chinn. I'd like another safety, though, another young safety that has some potential. And then I think you go linebacker and you'll close it out with running back. Those are the seven position groups I think the Commanders need to upgrade in order here in the 2025 NFL draft. I think that you could even move linebacker up because that's the forward thinking, the approach that the Eagles have had and several other teams that like the 49ers. That's why that Adam Peters was so smart and why he came to Washington, because the 49ers were a team that had forward thinking like that. Like, this team is going to eventually need that because Bobby Wagner is going to be gone or going to be retired. You could argue that you need another one right now this year because you're asking a lot from Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu. And maybe if you switch to a 3-4 base, you could use a linebacker like a Jihad Campbell, who can also be an edge rusher and attack the passer. Now, Jihad Campbell's probably going to go in the top 15, but there are some mocks where he's available at 29. Could Washington take a linebacker in the first round because there's such a deep edge rusher class that you know you're going to get one in the second round at 61 overall? I would not hate that. I would not hate that pick. Running back as well. There's a lot of reports that say, Travion Henderson or Amarian Hampton to Washington. I would totally be okay with that. I think there are seven positions that I've talked about here that we could upgrade on if the goal is still the goal, which is win 10 games, you bake it back in the postseason, and hopefully host a playoff game this year. And, of course, I know the fan base would like them to get back to the conference championship game. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Ellis in D.C. on line one. What's up, Ellis?
How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm pretty good, man. I like what you're saying. I'm going to debate you a little bit. I actually think safety is more important than corner. Like, if you think about it, you think about all those deep passes A.J. Brown caught on us, the safety is never in the play. And I have no idea what defense we're playing, but it's hard for me to believe that, we're designing a defense where our safety is not supposed to help out our corner, which was clearly a mismatch when we're playing against A.J. Brown and Jamar Chase and some of those guys.
Yeah.
But our safety was never in the play. So we got to get a safety that can actually help our corners out and take away those deep threats, like stop those explosive plays, and also a safety that can tackle. Oh, my God. Like, we're talking about stopping Saquon Barkley. We need a safety that can tackle and stop those deep passes.
I agree with you there, Ellis. What did you think? What would you grade the performance of Jeremy Chinn this past season?
Oh, yeah, I give both our safeties a D. Right,
okay.
Like they play hard, they tried, but like I said, every time there's a deep pass, they're not in play. And I remember, I think it was Detroit, where like it's 39, you know they're going long, right? And it's just like they didn't have the speed to get to the pass once it's in the air, and he's out of position before the pass. Neither safety were reading the quarterback's eyes and taking away the number one threat, right? Like, so, and again, I don't know if that's design. I don't know if they're saying, okay, our corners are good enough be on the island, which they're clearly not, but I just got to believe our safety play was just D minus, like D at best.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. So it sounds like we're on the same page here that the two biggest needs are on the defensive side of the ball.
Yep. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Better safety play, which will probably make us give us more sacks. You know, if their number one option gets taken away, like he has to hold the ball an extra second, which gives Luvu time to get home. So that's my number one. I like everything else you said. I think DN more so like if we're playing chess and trying to stop the Eagles and Saquon Barkley, I'm not as concerned about a pass rusher defensive end as I am, you know, somebody is going to set the edge. Like our DNs could not set the edge. Fowler, I guess, who was crying for all this money, like could not set the edge. Like when Saquon busts that 70-yard run on the first play, he gets knocked down and they just go around the edge like he's nothing. So
I know.
We need a DN that could set the edge more than I would say a pass rusher.
Good call, Ellis. I appreciate you chiming in. And it's unfortunate because Dante Fowler Jr. had a really good season and 10.5 sacks. But like Ellis mentioned, we're all going to remember his failed spin move on the first play of the conference championship game and Saquon Barkley going to the house. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Talking about the Commanders draft selections next weekend. And I want to go back to the Benjamin Solak article from ESPN. I really liked what he had to say about the Commanders and the quote at the end. The Commanders need to draft players you can envision starting and mattering in January football. We're not drafting guys to make an impact in September. They need to be able to play in the games in January when it matters most. You're listening to AWOD here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. And the Commanders posted, we are Jaden Daniels days away from the NFL draft, 5 days away, JD5 from Thursday, the round one, first day of the 2025 NFL draft. And you guys have heard by now my take. This is the most important offseason in Commanders history. You got the fan base hooked. We're hooked. We want more wins. We're addicted to success. We want it now, right now. I don't know about you guys, but I've waited 30 years for this football team to be good. I've waited my whole life for a franchise quarterback. Now I've got it. I'm not wasting any more time. The time to win is now. The future is now. And that's why I've said this is the most important offseason in Commanders history, and I need the Commanders to be the most aggressive team in the NFL. And I'd argue they have been. Two trades, two Pro Bowlers to D.C., Laremy Tunsil and Deebo Samuel. And Deebo on a contract year, hopefully he will ball out. So the Commanders have to continue to be aggressive, continue to try to push the limits of how quick you can turn an awful roster into a contender. In Adam Peters, I trust. And I told you I really like this Benjamin Solak article in which he says, no team should approach the draft more aggressively than the Commanders. They've already started the process dealing for Deebo Samuel and Laremy Tunsil. Once you make the NFC Championship game in your rookie quarterback's first year as a pro, you commit. You get the chips to the middle of the table, trade up, and swing for the stars. And I mentioned the quote at the end that I really like, which is, draft players you can envision starting and mattering in January football. Because that's where I believe, and I think this front office believes, this team is headed back to the NFL postseason. What are the position groups that are most important for you, for the Commanders to upgrade in the NFL draft? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Abdul. Abdul in line one, calling in from California. What's going on, Abdul?
Hey, what's going on, AY, man? I've been listening to you for ages, but yeah, I love your show.
I appreciate that. What do you want to chime in on with the Commanders?
Okay, yeah, well, I want to say that I think that what we need is the edge, definitely. I'm still not convinced with the D-line help that we've gotten through a free agency. So I would like to see us, maybe if we can't get an edge in the first round, I would like us to get somebody like Harmon or maybe Grant out of Michigan. And in terms of like running back, I really want us to get DJ Giddens out of Kansas State. And the reason why I say him is because I think somebody that he's not too far from Travion in the sense of they both run a 4.43. I mean, even though his game speed is not as fast as as Travion's, he has the initial burst. I think he has better contact balance, and he's one of those guys that I think will be in the later rounds, like in the third or fourth. And if we trade back, we can get him in maybe mid third, and trade back from first and get maybe pick up an additional second and maybe a third or a fourth and trade our fourth to go up to the third round to get him.
Yeah.
But I think that he's really good. Check him out, DJ Giddens out of Kansas State. He's really
Abdul,
good.
Let me ask you a question, because I'm with you on edge rusher, and you could convince me defensive line help as well. I mean, as long as we're helping out in the trenches, that's cool with me. But why running back over wide receiver? Why not upgrade over Noah Brown?
Okay, and this is why. Because of the dependency on the quarterback position. So this is the thing. I want to take the onus off the quarterback, and sometimes you just need to hand the ball off. Everyone knows that when it comes to a quarterback, what you really need is the O-line, and you need a running game. So if it worked for Russell Wilson, and it worked out for Matt Stafford last year, and it definitely worked out for Hurts. So
yeah.
What you need is you need someone where you could just give him the ball, so he doesn't have to worry about reading coverages or anything like that. All he has to do is hand the ball off and let the O-line do what they do and create some holes.
Yeah, I like that take. Take the pressure off of Jaden. I appreciate the call, Abdul.
No worries.
Let's go to Kevin in Richmond, Virginia. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Awad. Thanks for taking my call, man.
5 days away from the NFL draft. I revealed it, but let me just rewind for you, Kevin. I want edge rusher one. I'm going corner now number two, and that, I've changed it, but that's because I think you got to put an emphasis on improving the defense. They gave up 55 points to the Eagles. I'm going wide receiver next, offensive line, safety, linebacker, and running back. Those are the seven position groups to upgrade in order for me. What about you?
Yeah, I think you have to start off at the top. What everybody says is edge. I'm going to go crazy here, and I'm actually going to go running back. I just think the way number two, the way the NFL is going, if you have a running back with that can just take the top off and change his games, I'm going to go cornerback number three, and then probably like O-line or wide receiver four and five.
Yeah, so it sounds like you're similar to my last caller. It's just, hey, we need a guy in which Jaden could take a play off.
Yeah, I just think with an elite running back, it's just like with Jaden, both of them are so fast. If you have two speedy guys in the backfield plus Debo, no defense will really know what we're going to do on every single play.
Yeah, I'm with you there. How about linebacker? Is that something where you think Washington should maybe have some forward thinking? Because you could argue they don't need him for this year, but they'll be desperate for him next year when Bobby Wagner either moves on or retires.
I think they're definitely thinking that. I don't know how much they really like that McGee guy from last year from Temple. Mm-hmm. I think they've been talking like they can fill him in for the future. But, yeah, you're right. If somebody falls to you in, like, maybe the second round, or you trade back and you're in the third round and there's that, off-ball linebacker or something that you just need to have and you can build in the future, I think you definitely can't pass up on that.
Hey, Kevin, I had a caller ask me last week, what would piss you off? Is there one thing the Commanders could do that could piss you off? For me, it's drafting a tight end.
Tight end would kind of piss me off, although I've been reading a lot about this, like, Colton Loveland guy. He, like, might actually be the best just overall receiver in the draft. I don't think he'll get to us, but, like, if he fell at 29 and we drafted him, I'm not going to be that mad because I think that's the best pass catcher in the draft. But I would be pretty pissed if we drafted a defensive tackle, just because we went so hard in the offseason. We got like three different guys to just fill in the hole, and I just feel like there's so much more we could do.
Yeah, but I mean, imagine if we got like what Philadelphia has, right? I mean, they were swallowing people up.
It's true. I just have such like bad memories of Washington only drafting defensive linemen in the first round and it not really pulling out anything in the future for us. So I'd go edge over D-tackle for sure.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Good call. I appreciate you chiming in. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. That's 1-800-636-1067. We like to make this the most interactive radio show possible, which means open lines. And we're open and available on Twitter as well. That's at AWAD Radio, AWADDRADIO. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air, or tag us at 1067 The Fan. We are live and local in the nation's capital on 1067 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Live and local till 12 noon. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.